Not Alone, a Daredevil fanfiction written and read by 42 Do Not Panic. Summary: Matt is visiting Foggy's grave and meets an unlikely friend. "It's almost Christmas," Matt muttered. He was sitting on a bench overlooking the cemetery, placed right by the Nelson family grave, only a few rows from where Elektra was buried, not far from Father Lantern or Jack Murdoch. "I don't know if I can make it, honestly," he sighed. I don't know how." He could feel tears prickling in his eyes, starting to roll down his cheeks and quickly cooling down on his face. "How am I supposed to do this without you, Foggy? How am I supposed to live without you, Fog?" "You're talking to yourself again, right?" Frank appeared almost out of nowhere. He joined Matt on the bench, leaning his elbows onto his knees and looking out at the horizon. "People will think you're crazy, like me." "You're not crazy," Matt sighed. "Traumatized, yeah, but not crazy." "I didn't say I am, right?"
"I said people think I am," Frank pointed out.
Freight train, I guess. "I didn't say I am, Red. I said people think I am," Frank pointed out. "Whatever," Matt muttered. "People talk like their loved ones' graves all the time. It's not that weird."
"If you say so," Frank shrugged.
"I mean, if someone knows it's you, right? You hang out here every day anyway." "In fact, you would only know if you were here every day," Matt pointed out. "Do you really want to act like you're superior to me in some way, right now, Frank?"
"No,"
Frank sighed. "I'm sorry, Red." "How are you handling it?" Matt asked, pulling one leg onto the bench and turning to face Frank. "How do you do it?"
"Are you asking me that?"
Frank asked, with a scoff followed by a dark chuckle. "You still remember how we met, right?"
"Yeah," Matt sighed.
"I guess so." "People like to tell you that it gets easier," Frank said, after a long moment of heavy, dark silence.
"Yeah," Matt scoffed. "They really like doing that."
"It doesn't," Frank told him blankly.
"Not really."
He pulled something from a pocket of his leather jacket that Matt didn't care enough to try to identify and started fidgeting with it. "You learn how to live with the pain. You learn how to keep going. Learn how to make it from one day to the next, but it never really gets better."
"Amazing encouragement," Matt scoffed.
"Thanks, Frank." "Would you appreciate it more if I lied to you?" Frank asked, raising his head to look back at the gravestone. Matt didn't answer.
"You shouldn't be alone on Christmas, Red,"
Frank told him after another few minutes of quiet companionship. "You shouldn't do this to yourself."
"What's the point?"
Matt asked, pulling his foot up on the bench so he could rest his chin on his knee.
"That is exactly the point, Matt," Frank said.
"Don't let yourself fall as far as I did. Don't give up your life. Don't..." He sighed. "I can't tell you anything that wouldn't sound like empty platitudes. I'm not good with words like you are, Red. But don't make the same mistakes I did after losing Maria and the kids."
"I could tell you the same," Matt muttered.
"You can tell me you didn't love him just as much as I did, Frank. That man smelled like you more mornings than he smelled like himself in the last 2 years."
"I did," Frank said, sighing, with his eyes still fixed on Foggy's name where it was engraved into the stone, standing on black dirt.
"He made me feel something."
"He was good at that," Matt agreed. "He was damn good at that."
"Go to that Christmas party, Matt. Don't spend Christmas on your own," Frank insisted again. "Not this year. Not after everything that happened."
I'll go if you go, Matt answered, wrapping his arms around his legs. He was shaking with cold, creeping under his coat and soaking through his slacks. You lost your partner too.
They don't want me there, Frank disagreed. They don't want me around those kids. They don't want me there.
Foggy Nelson loved you, Frank, Matt told him. He loved you. He always has. That alone is reason enough for you to have a spot there, at that table, in that family. It's reason enough that why they would want you there.
Those are kids, right?
Frank sighed. And you're a father, Matt reminded him. And you're going to be an amazing uncle to those kids.